You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Bonitas, medical aid for South Africa. As we draw closer to the end of 2025 and head into 2026, you might be wanting to make some important life decisions and adjustments to your life. And one of those conversations undoubtedly would be medical aid coverage as to whether or not you have adequate coverage and what you should be looking at. Thankfully, the team at Bonitas Medical Fund have some insights they'd love to share with us around this. I'm joined on the line by the principal officer at the Bonitas Medical Fund, Lee Callicoppen, to take a look at what it is that they have noted in the medical aid space. Lee, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with those points around the medical aid industry. There are a lot of medical aid service providers. We'll get into kind of the schemes versus the medical insurance if we have time for that. But take us through just how you're seeing the medical aid landscape at the moment and what it is that you're noting as a service provider.
Afternoon, Jimmy, and thanks again for having me on your show. For me, some of the key trends that we are experiencing obviously changes. It's a very dynamic environment, but perhaps just to take a step back, I think it's always important to remind the listeners that, you know, medical schemes belong to the members and they're not for profit. And key for us as a medical scheme is to take note in terms of what the changes are that's taking place to ensure that we remain relevant, but more so that, you know, we take due care and diligence of those members' funds. So with that in mind, and just on the backdrop of medical scheme increases, what we've observed in the industry is that there's still amalgamations taking place. So lesser medical schemes than 10 years before, because they have to amalgamate due to sustainability challenges. And I think it's important that, you know, schemes must be well prepared in terms of complying with, from a regulatory perspective, with amalgamation, because it's important for those schemes to consider their feasibility studies and ensuring that they act in the best interest of members. So to that end, you know, amalgamations are taking place, but members need to consider whether their schemes remain financially sustainable, and perhaps a little bit more about that later on. In terms of economic pressures, it's still quite a pressing issue for members. But interesting enough, what we've observed, especially going into the open period where people choose their medical aid right now with the rising cost, members are more accepting in terms of joining options that is network-based or has got dedicated service providers to save money. So they're more willing to compromise their freedom of choice to better manage their healthcare costs. And also, interesting enough, I think we spoke about it last time, is that the industry and, you know, the market is quite small in terms of 9 million South Africans being on medical aid. But we have seen that younger people are more willing now and acceptable of joining medical schemes. And one would argue that that's as a result of the burden of disease. You know, it doesn't discriminate based on age. But these younger members joining medical schemes are more willing to consider options that is more digitally enabled, you know, willing to do virtual consultations and digital healthcare solutions. So in the main, to summarize, amalgamations, member economic pressures, and younger members that's willing to consider digital solutions, Jimmy.
Now, Lee, I come from a financial services background where I often speak about regulation and the importance of regulation. I know very little about medical schemes regulation, but I do know that it is a highly regulated space. Take us through the kinds of regulations that are out there and why they're so important when we're looking at protecting consumers.
Most definitely. We've got we operate in a highly regulated environment. Perhaps before answering your question, you know, we would love to see greater levels of healthcare reform taking place to enable people to have access to medical scheme. To that end, one of the key aspects is health insurance. You know, people opt for a health insurance versus a medical aid, but in actual fact, when comparing the two on paper, they not really similar, and members choose a lower cost in the form of insurance. But to that end, the medical scheme industry in South Africa, as what you've mentioned, is highly protected, and it's regulated by the Council of Medical Schemes to protect members' interests and ensure that we as medical schemes and the Board of Trustees that's assigned with that fiduciary duty to protect members' interests acts fairly in that regard. So to that end, all medical schemes must comply with the Medical Schemes Act, which sets out obviously the laws and the principles associated with it, and ensure that there's good governance, robust governance that takes place at all times. So the regulator is there to oversee the industry, and some key regulations is things, and to my earlier point around reforms that needs to take place, is for instance the demarcation rules that is currently applicable between medical schemes and health insurance, PMB reviews, and more importantly, one of the aspects that we as medical schemes and particularly Bonitas have been advocating is the introduction of the low-cost benefit options. We believe that that will open up the market considerably, allowing specifically younger members to join that is pressured from an affordability perspective to join medical schemes. So in short, those are the aspects that I can summarize for your listeners, Jimmy.
Lee, speaking of the considerations from a member perspective, especially the financial ones, what else should members be looking at when choosing a scheme? I know that a lot of the decisions are centered around finances, but it is important to ensure that you've got adequate coverage as well. What are some of these considerations that members should be thinking about?
Jimmy, to my earlier point when I touched on some of the trends like amalgamations taking place, asking the question why amalgamations are taking place between medical schemes, and at the center of those, or the rationale for it, is really the financial sustainability of the scheme. Because key for it is to consider a scheme's ability to pay claims. So some of the key sustainability factors that consumers must consider when choosing a medical scheme is their claims paying ability. Their credit rating is normally a very good indicator in terms of how well the scheme is governed and managed from a sustainability level, the solvency levels, as well as the reserves, to see that the scheme meets those regulatory obligations that our CMS, our Council for Medical Schemes, is setting on behalf of members to ensure that they're actually part of a well-managed, well-governed, and sustainable scheme. Over the years, yes, we have seen some schemes coming under financial pressures, which requires the regulator to intervene. And for that reason, why the financial aspect is key. But Jimmy, you know, some basic aspects that consumers must consider is schemes growing. Are they attracting young new members to the scheme? So membership growth, attracting and retaining members, is key in terms of ensuring that members join it. And then finally, obviously from a consumer perspective, is the benefits that a scheme offer rich enough to cover their current healthcare needs, wherever they are in terms of their life stages? And what unique offerings do they provide to ensure that there's better support for their health and personal needs? So in summary, financial sustainability of the scheme, growth of the scheme, at the center of it, does that scheme and the options that it provide cater for your healthcare needs at a particular time in your life, and that of your family, of course.
Some very important considerations when determining what medical aid scheme is best suited for your needs. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Principal Officer of Bonitas Medical Fund, Lee Keller-Koppen, for joining us to take a look at choosing the right medical aid. This segment was brought to you by Bonitas, medical aid for South Africa.
Ask yourself, what matters most?
I just want to be there when she takes her first steps.
And still be around for her first dance.
It's knowing I'm not just covered, I'm cared for.
It's having the strength to say I'm back.
It's just knowing Mom will be okay.
It's coming home.
Bonitas goes beyond benefits and claims. Bonitas, medical aid for South Africa. Voted number one medical aid in the Ask Africa Orange Index Awards for the second year running. Visit bonitas.co.za and find your plan.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.